Hello, welcome back to our The Peace Audio Visual PowerPoint. The Peace is the happiest place on earth. We always say that to you. Pero katulad po ng naririnig nyo in the past, magbabago na po ang ating logo. Ito na po ang ating logo. So welcome again to our The Peace Audio Visual PowerPoint. And this is now our tagline. You are love. Are you love? Yes, you are love. You feel the love of God. You are God's beloved. You are God's powerful champion. You are amazing and wonderful, wonderfully created by God. Amen. Amen. That's why you need to know that you are love. Yes, yan po ang ating byline. Okay, tagline ba ang tawag nila dyan? Or the main message or the experience that we have at the feast? Because you know you are loved, you enjoy Him. Yes, enjoy God. And when you enjoy God, you can enjoy life. When you enjoy God, you have everything you need. Yes, yes. I totally agree. Yeah. That when you enjoy Him, you enjoy life. How do we enjoy life? Well, by putting smile on our faces, by rolling on the floor, laughing out loud, just having some laughter, the laughter that is coming from the heart on what we feel, on what we have received, on everything that comes from God. Yes? So ito yun, subukan natin magpatawa. Yan. Interesting confusions, di ba? Can you cry underwater? Do pieces ever get thirsty? Why do birds fall off trees when they fall? Why don't birds fall off trees when they sleep? Why is it called building when it is already built? When they say dog's food is new and improved, who tastes it? If money doesn't grow on trees, why do banks have branches? Why does round pizza come in square box? And why doesn't glue stick to its bottle? Okay, why doesn't glue stick to its bottle? Yeah, oo nga, no? Ayan. Pero just not to make it complicated, life is much easier when you just don't care what anyone thinks, especially about yourself. Okay, actually, we have to care. Kailangan naman yon. Kaya lang, ang problema dyan, yung well, di ka makakilos, napaparalyze ka simply because you think of what people will say. And this is what I realize. Pag meron kang gagawin, at nag-isip ka na merong magagalit, merong masasaktan, ang tawag natin dyan ay fear or worry. Yan. When that happens, you cannot work. Tapos ang malungkot pa, inaalala natin yung sasabihin ng iba kaysa sa sasabihin ng Diyos. I realized when we were young, sa mga ginagawa nating kasalanan, naiisip natin, alam naman nating mali. Kasi bakit? Natatakot tayong mahuli. Yes. Di ba? Okay. Yeah. Let's expound that sometime. Okay? And this is our favorite. Try Jesus. If you don't like Him, the devil will always take you back. Yan yung mga may kurot eh. Kaya kung first-timer mo, welcome. I have not done that, no? Welcoming the first-timer of those reading this audio-visual PowerPoint. Yes, maybe if you are a first-timer, maybe just make a comment on how you are blessed. Okay? Okay. Yeah. And I want you to imagine Jesus laughing with you, meeting you where you are, okay? Rolling on the floor, laughing out loud, or even crying with you if you're crying now, or basta kung ano man yung nagdamdamin mo, alam ni Lord yan. And He will meet you where you are. Yes? Yes. Yes? So that's why, because we know that God is with us, we need to enjoy Him. And then when you enjoy Him, we enjoy life. Yes? Are you ready to enjoy Him and enjoy life? Yeah. As promised to you, meron po tayong 2018 Declaration of Abundance. Okay, I want you to have this as your self-talk. And yon, maybe you want to put your hand on your chest, di ba? Self-talk. Yan. Okay, are you ready? Okay, umpisa natin. Yan. Through God's grace, blessing, and mercy, I declare, I receive all of God's love for me. This is the best year of my life. Every resource I need, especially money, comes to me easily, frequently, and abundantly for His purpose. I have the power to create my desired future. I inspire other people with my words and actions. I am full of positive energy, powered by His Spirit. All my needs are provided for. Of course, you have everything you need. I am blessed with endless opportunities. My life is overflowing with good health and happiness. I am living the life I've always wanted. I am surrounded by loving and supportive friends, family, and co-workers. I experience success in every area of my life. For God's glory and by God's grace, in Jesus' name, amen and amen. Yan, namnamin mo yan, ha? Okay? Okay. Now we will declare our peace declaration of abundance. Yes, we did that. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Today I receive all of God's love for me. Today I open myself to the unbounded, limitless, overflowing abundance of God's universe. Today I open myself to God's blessings, healing, and miracles. Today I open myself to God's word so that I become more like Jesus every day. Today I proclaim that I am God's beloved. I am God's servant. I am God's powerful champion. And because I am blessed, I am blessing the world in Jesus' name. Amen. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. We read the word of God from the book of Philippians, the letter of St. Paul to the Philippians, chapter 4, verse 6 to 8. Read with me. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all comprehension, will guard your hearts and your mind in Christ Jesus. Verse 8, finally, brethren, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is of good repute, if there is any excellence and if anything worthy of praise, dwell on these things. Ano ba pag-uusapan natin? Actually, that Bible verse is so applicable as we start new year. Diba? Parang, do not be anxious about anything because you know that God is with you. How can you be anxious? But I want to tell you, do not look or focus on the hindrances and or obstacles. I just want to share with you this, okay? Kasi maaring makarelate tayo sa ating buhay, sa nangyayari o pinapayagang mangyari ng Diyos. Take a look. Isang suso. Naku, suso. Suso, suso pala. Naalala ko yung nung ating grade school, nung nagsisimula sa grade sa kinder pag nagbabasa ng Tagalog, eh, di ba ba? Ayan, nakikita nyo, paano siyang, ano yung gusto niyang gawin? Gusto niyang tumawid sa kabila. But do you see the obstacle that he faced? Diba? O yan. Pinag-aralan, tinitingnan kung anong gagawin. Yes, anong gagawin niya? May obstacle, meron siyang gustong marating, pero nagkaroon ng sagabal. Okay? But I want you to focus on the possibilities and more importantly, look into your capacity and ability. Because this is what happened. Look. Okay. What is the snail doing? Ano nang ginagawa ng suso? Ini-stretch niya na yung kanyang katawan. Look. Okay? Naabot na ng kanyang ulo. Then what happens next? Okay. Iniwan niya yung huling bahagi ng kanyang katawan at kailangan tumawid na ng kanyang bahay, yung kanyang shell. Yes? Do you see it? Oh, wag na tayong bumalik, kayo na lang ang babalik. Okay, what happens now? Diba? Okay, look into your capacity and ability as you also look into the possibilities or even probabilities. What happens next? Na-accomplish. Diba? May obstacle, Pero minsan nawawala tayo sa hulog, nawawala tayo sa lugar, kasi we focus on, we think we cannot. We forgot about the capacity that we have received, that we have, the ability that we have received from God, the talent, and everything. Yes? So what do I mean? I mean that in this, we start new year again, maybe you need to look into yourself. What do you have? And thank God about what you have. Yung po yung last time natin, di ba? You focus on what you have and thank God for what you have, because when you love what you have everything you need. Amen? Amen. Okay? So what do we do now? Dear past, thank you for all the lessons, the 2017. Dear future, 2018, we're almost halfway, di ba? Dear future, I am ready. That's why. Can you say that with conviction? Di ba? Dear 2017, thank you for all the lessons. And dear 2018, I am ready. Good! Yan. Very good. Congratulations! Yan. By the grace of God and for the glory of God, we can do it. Yes, you can do it. Yes. Okay? So allow me to pray for you. This is actually the prayer that God has taught Moses to bless his people. So let me say this to you. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance on you and give you peace. Okay, if you want to bless other people, maybe you say this to them. If you are the head of the family, pray this for your family. Okay? Be the priest in the family. Okay? So ulit, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance on you and give you peace. As you receive that, well, of course this will happen. Let me say this to you now. Something good is going to happen to you this very day, this very year. Something good is going to happen to you. Jesus is blessing your way. Let's make it great. Something great is going to happen to you this very day, this very year. Something good is going, something great is going to happen to you. Jesus is blessing your way. Can you say amen? Better yet, can you sing with me? Can I sing with you? Make it personal. Like this, something great. Something great is going to happen to me this very day, this very year. Something great is going to happen to me. Jesus is blessing my way. Amen. I say amen to that as you pray that. As I sing with you, huh? As I responded with you. Nakisabay lang po ako. Yes? Yes. So because you know that something great is going to happen this very year, we will now have a declaration again. Okay? The blessings that are coming to you this 2018 in Christ Jesus. Ito na ngayon yung again, katulad ng ginawa natin kanina, this will be your self-talk. This is now we claim what God has in store for us. This is the blessing. Blessings this 2018 in Christ Jesus. Are you ready? This will be your self-talk. Okay? Ready? I declare. Okay? I declare. What do we declare? Yeah. We will declare our spiritual blessings for 2018. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. This 2018... Okay, I'm just reading this with you. This 2018, my relationship with God will be stronger. I'll grow in trust. I'll lessen my worries. I will be less materialistic and experience more of God's real joy. I may have had addictions in the past, but God is starting a new chapter in my life. I may feel weak now, but I declare that God is making me strong. God is setting me free. The steps of the good person are ordered by the Lord. God directs my steps. God helps me to distinguish what is right from wrong. God shows me the paths to abundance. With long life, He satisfies me and shows me His salvation. I am getting better and better every day. I am getting stronger and stronger every day. The power of healing is flowing through my body, mind, and spirit. New health, new joy, new peace, new love, new hope is increasing within me. Amen? Amen. Now we declare our relationship blessings. This 2018, my love will grow deeper, my relationship will grow stronger, and my family will grow closer. God is blessing my relationships. Love is increasing. Service for one another is growing. Forgiveness, humility, and understanding flow like a river in my relationships. Old wounds are being healed. Bonds between us are getting stronger and deeper. My loved ones are growing closer to God. Deep inside each member of my family, the Holy Spirit is busy working, changing, and transforming their heart. Because as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord. Amen? Amen! O, ito nang inaantay nating lahat. We will now declare our financial blessings. Okay? Our riches in Christ. Together, this 2018, I will grow my investment. I will pay my debts. I will earn much more, and I will give much more. I am rich and getting richer. I am generous and getting more generous. God's abundance is supplying my every need. Everything I touch prospers and succeeds. New doors will open before me. The right people will walk into my life. God will prosper the work of my hands. As I use my core gifts to serve others, I will be richly rewarded. And because I am blessing the world in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. That will be your self-talk, your declaration for 2018. Okay, so let it happen to you according to God's purpose for your life. Amen. Amen. There will be showers of blessings every day. Yes. And I want you to imagine that abundance of rain that is coming to you. Diba? Ang buhok ni Adan, hindi mabilang-bilang. Yan po ay ulan. Diba? Hindi natin mabilang-bilang. But there will be showers of blessing and an abundance of rain for you this 2018. Why? Why? Because you seek His kingdom first. Okay? So, yun lang naman ang pangahawakan natin, Matthew 6:33. But seek first His kingdom and His righteousness and all these things will be added to you. Pero wag nating kalilimutan na ang sekreto po ng unlad ay ang unlad. Unahin natin lagi ang Diyos. Ulitin ko po, unahin natin lagi ang Diyos. Lagi pong una ang Diyos sa lahat, sa lahat. Sa pamilya, sa negosyo, pati po sa ministry, sa trabaho, sa hobby, sa paglilibang, sa lahat po una ang Diyos. And all these things will be added to you. Okay? And why? Why again? Why? Because God is faithful. Yes, if you believe God is faithful, you also believe that God is committed to you and God is faithful to you. Even sometimes we are not. Pero ito yon, ito yung faithfulness ng Panginoon na hindi nagmamaliw. Ito yung katapatan ng Diyos na hindi nagmamaliw. Ito yung pag-ibig ng Diyos na hindi nagmamaliw. The steadfast love of the Lord for you. Yes? Amen? Amen. So before we end, I will continue to invite you to attend a live peace. Ay, teka muna, ito na pala yung atin. Yan. A live peace with this byline, you are loved. Come on, you are loved at the peace. I want you to experience that love as you attend the peace. And I invite you, come on, be there at any live peace. Or again, better yet, have one in your place, in your home, in your school, in your business, in everything. Even doon sa mga gym mo, kung nag-gym ka, meron kang mga ginagawa na may grupo kayo, di ba? Any club, you can start a peace, okay? you can start a peace video. Okay? Hindi mo alam? Oh, call me, text me, and I will teach you how. Okay? But I would like to know that you are now connected to a live peace. Amen? Amen? Okay. Sige na po. We'll pray now our prayer of thanksgiving and surrender. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord, I receive every blessing and every miracle and every healing that you want to give to me today. And because of this, I will become a rich blessing to others. Lord, I surrender my future to you. I place my entire life into your hands. I also surrender my family and friends into your care, knowing that you love them more than I could ever love them. I pray all this with a trusting heart. In Jesus Christ's name, amen and amen. Lord, yung pong mga, lalo na yung mga nagsisimula lang pong makapanood o yung mga dati na pong mga nakapanood, Panginoon, ipadama mo po sa bawat isa ang iyong pag-ibig. Yakapin mo po, maramdaman nila ang iyong yakap, ang iyong haplos na nagbibigay ng kagalingan, na nagbibigay ng pagpapala, na nagbibigay ng katiwasayan, na nagbibigay ng kasaganahan. Lalong-lalo na po yung mga may pangangailangan nito. Ipadama mo sa kanila, Panginoon, at ipakilala mo sa kanila ang iyong sarili. At bigyan mo po sila ng pagpapala. Sa pangalan ni Jesus, Amen at Amen. Okay? I'll see you again po, ha? Continue to enjoy Him. Yes? Yes. Continue to enjoy Him. Be aware of His presence in your life. Because siya naman palagi yung una. Because as you enjoy Him, you enjoy life. Amen? I hope you enjoy this. And then, kung hindi naman po kalabisang hilingin, maybe pwede kayong mag-click ng share. Don't just like it or view it. Maybe you can just share this to your friends. Yes? Thank you for that. Thank you for doing that. Okay? God bless you. To God be the glory forever and ever. Bye-bye. I'll see you again next week.